My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Almada coming down the near touchline, stopping 40 yards from goal, now colliding with Fortune, staying on it, into the central channel, pass Peltola to the top of the arc, shot! Yay! Score! Golasso! Out of nowhere, the Marietta Magician gives Atlanta United the 1-0 lead! What a Golasso by Thiago Almada!
Our Mike Conti on that call, along with, of course, Jason Longshore. And that was the lone goal for them. Thiago Almada's spectacular second-half goal gave Atlanta United the 1-0 victory on the road over DC United.
This game was so... what's the word I'm going to use here? Let's go with disjointed.
Okay.
It was just disjointed. Like, there was no flow. There was no rhythm to anything. And Jason made mention of it a number of times in the broadcast. It just felt like a bad bounce was going to win this game one way or another for either team. And then you hear Mike Conte on the call go, out of nowhere. It was just like, where did that come from? But incredible. I did want to ask Garrett a couple questions. Garrett does pre and post, obviously, for Atlanta United. And I don't know, Garrett, was it the turf last night? Is it new scheme or, you know, under Valentino for United? What in the world was going on with this game? Because it was just like, hey, let's just kick it around and see what happens, man. A little pinball.
Yeah, the turf was terrible. I mean, you could see patches of it throughout. I mean, around the 18-yard box, it was
Audi Field, right?
Yeah, it's Audi Field. It was terrible. It was terrible.
And like they were playing on clover.
Yeah, there were a couple times where like you would see a header go down and then it would just bounce off in kind of a weird way. But the way the game was rolling, it seemed like that was going to end up being the difference. And that's what I really, really was hoping we were going to avoid. And fortunately, we did, where somebody gets a header and like it bounces off in a weird way because the turf is so bad. But fortunately, Thiago Almada has a star boy moment and Atlanta United comes out with 3 points.
Yeah.
A big 3 points, too, right?
Huge 3 points.
That took them up to ninth in the standings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and don't they have some games in hand as well?
Yeah, so they have a match in hand over, I think, the next four teams in front of them. But the Eastern Conference, I mean, we talked about this, Abe Gordon and I, on the full-time report last night, which you can go find on the Odyssey app, of course. But, look, the Eastern Conference is still very much within reach, and the MLS playoff schedule is very forgiving. Like, this team is probably not going to host a game, a playoff game. It's just likely out of reach at this point. But making the playoffs and securing a favorable position in the playoff standings, I think, is very, very much within reach.
Yeah. Real quick, Garrett, is it fair to say that at this point in time, Rob Valentino probably the favorite to be the manager next year?
It's way too soon. Okay. Way too soon to say that. I think he's going to have... an opportunity, just like, I mean, Garth Lagerwey talks about going through the process, and the process starts right now. I think Rob Valentino has as good a shot as any of these other folks who could come in here. But, I mean, look, just go out there, get as many points as you can. Going back to Garth Lagerwey, I mean, like, I think back in 2017, I want to say, when he fired a manager in Seattle when he was the general manager out there, and that team went on to go win an MLS Cup. I'm not saying that this team is going to go off and go win an MLS Cup, but it's happened under Garth Lagerwey before.
You never know what could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes that's what it takes.
Inside Garrett.
And I think the difference in this time for Valentino and last time is last time he didn't have a chance for the job. He was never getting that job that Pineda got. He was never going to be that guy. And this year, he actually does have a chance. So I think that's kind of – and that's good because, look, he deserves it. He's done well. He deserves to have a real shot at getting the job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.